In addition to doing our events here at Gaunt Street at the club, we have in the past run large events outside, including at Nebworth. We're also quite active abroad. We've run a number of events at the Miami Winter Conference, Winter Music Conference, but we've done large events as far away as Cairo. We also used to run a series of weekly events all through the summer season in Ibiza. So we had to be conscious of that when we went out, because we already manage dehydration and the effects of people having a good time for 8 hours here. So we had to think about it, and we did think about it when we went into the likes of Ibiza, because it was going to be even more crucial that that side of things was managed. As far as crew and things, when we're setting up an event, Ministry of Sound was one of the first venues of this type to have a medical provision all the time we're open. So when we went into events, we actually extended that to having a medical provision whenever we were on a build or breakdown. And I do remember the first conversation, as we depressingly expect to be rained upon for our first big outside event at Nebworth, but we had prepared water, obviously, but we actually had the medical team from, I think it was the same guys as here, from paramedical, carry sunscreen and sunblock with them. So even as long ago as 10 years or 15 years, we were conscious of that. I mean, coincidentally, I've just been for a check myself only a couple of weeks ago, because outside my Ministry of Sound work, a lot of my work involves outside festivals, and I am exposed, and, you know, I am conscious of putting sunscreen on, but I will forget the back of my neck, and, you know, I've been known to suffer from farmer's neck. So it's important that it's something. It's very rarely that our general operation exposes us to solar problems, because we finish early in the morning, so we do see the sunshine, but it's fairly early on. It's not something we do, and the venue is covered, but it is something we have to be mindful of when we're working summertime events, you know, and we literally are all over the world. So the tours team who go out and manage those events are very conscious, or we're very conscious of offering them advice and make sure they've got the support. You can be on site from daylight till well after dusk. I think it's important to remember that it's the long hours you're out there. You know, you when you're building a thing, by nature of it, there's nothing there when you get there, so you're working completely in the plain air. And it's easy to forget when it's cold in May that you're actually enjoying the same radiation levels as August, but it's not warm to warn you, sort of thing. So I think it's at those times at the beginning of the season that you've got to remember that as well. I think we're conscious of it. It's difficult as a manager. You're not always in a position to do anything else but remind people, do you have control over their safety? I think maybe now with the new regulations and you know, the appointment of a main contractor, it might well become an event manager's, more of an event manager's, are more a more important part of his brief to make sure that these sorts of things are thought about. But always on events that I've worked at, the facilities there for the workers and workers, staff and the customers, you know.